Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center on the other side of the glass. He makes sure that our podcasts and archives are 100% up to date, so he'll be logging this show onto the podcast in Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, you name it. Wherever you do your downloads, he'll have this Sunrise up and running on that page shortly after our interview. So, the interview in the studio with us now, Scott Maganelli is here, Executive Director of the Campus Theater. I've been lucky enough to talk to her a couple of times. Now, she made it here this morning in the fog, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Good morning. Yeah,
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Campus Theater, if folks aren't familiar with it, there's still a nonprofit board that helps run it. Bucknell University owns the real estate. Describe the Campus Theater if folks just haven't been there in a while.
Oh, the Campus Theater is a beautiful, historic Art Deco theater, single screen theater. It was built in 1941. In 2011, was completely renovated. So we have a state of the art Dolby sound system and digital screen. And we show first run and repertory films.
And that was 2011?
2011.
Wow, tick-tock. Time is marching on. Holy smokes, that's 11 years ago. Okay, Cynthia Peltier is back, co-founder and director of Community Zone, which Community Zone, back when it first got started, I think you did some good projects. It didn't necessarily have a super-duper high profile, but everybody knew who you were in town. But you're doing more, you're doing more, and you're doing more.
Well, it used to be CARE, Community Alliance for Respect and Equality, and we go back to 1994, actually, and it was really started at Bucknell University, and when I left Bucknell, I decided I wanted to kind of morph into a bigger profile. So it's the same 501c3 with the same mission, but only expanded. It's like CARE on steroids, is like I try to tell people.
Well, and community events and activities and discussions and displays and people and what else?
Well, you know, for years I've been trying to get people to do things together, collaborate, and right now, sitting in this room, are the other two ladies that have made that happen. We do a lot of things together, and we have proven that when you do it together, it can be much bigger and much more intense. And so that's why we're here today, to celebrate working together and not everybody do a one-off, and then you're competing with everybody. So we have combined our missions and being very successful.
And Ellen Ruby is executive director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. We're lucky enough to talk to her probably every 2-3 months or so, but just doing a yeoman's job of, I can't imagine, you're like the duck on the pond, just paddling like crazy underneath, but making it look good and making a ton of things happen. Downtown Partnership, just give us a glimpse of just your agenda through the whole year.
Oh, wow. We start with Ice Festival early February. We have a summer festival in early June that coincides with Bucknell's reunion weekend. Do a number of things in the summer, including Welcome to the Neighborhood, which welcomes the incoming Bucknell students, first years. Go right into our fall festival. We have, which is big, that's the unpaved event. That's like 3 days of festivities, basically, in October. And just this past weekend, we had the Masquerade on Market Street, or Market Street Masquerade, I always say it backwards, but which actually we had Sam Tyler and Tom Morgan emceeing on the orange carpet in front of the Campus Theater.
Yes. Who you can hear yelling in the background. Yeah. So they saw you here and they started talking. So.
And we jump right into all our holiday events now. That's what's coming next after the variety show.
Yeah. Well, I think we're talking about having you back here in a couple weeks to talk about the holidays and things like that. So we'll set that aside for the moment. LewisburgPA.com, a good go-to place that can easily link you to all of the folks who are represented at our table today. And that leads us to Lewisburg Live. Who wants to talk about this big live show?
Yeah, you know, Lewisburg Live started during COVID, basically.
Live
when
from Lewisburg.
Yeah, where there wasn't a lot of things going on because people are afraid to be to gather together. So we decided we were going to do Lewisburg Live in the park. And we did it in a way that was safe. We drew these big circles and kept people apart and made sure they all had masks and so on. And so that's how it started. And then it morphed into Lewisburg Live Variety Show, which has always been a dream of mine. And so I found the right people to work with. And we are doing this in the campus theater. This will be our third variety show. We're getting better all the time. And it's showcasing all these amazing talent we have in our community. We don't realize it, but we do. And this third show is going to prove to be even better than the last two.
Absolutely.
And we're full of surprises.
And you found a nice groove with Tom Morgan at the microphone.
Oh, he's a great host. He's a lot of fun, and he helps us
When he first came to our meeting to get introduced, and I said to him very seriously, I said, "So, Tom, the thing you have to really sign up for is that we don't do anything unless we're having fun." And that was, little did I know, that was the right thing to say to Tom.
And feed him, too. He likes that. He's like, more like a pet.
And it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of effort, lots of people involved.
Absolutely. We laugh a lot.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot.
Well, you've seen a lot of theater productions. To describe the chaos and the fun and the activity preparing for this, the meetings, and then the rehearsals, and then night of. Please,
well,
Scott.
excuse me. The preparation starts from the day after
the last show.
And we work on it for, 5.5 months with weekly meetings. And it's the writers and the musicians and the producers. We're all very involved in the creation of the show. Mm-hmm. And we do one rehearsal and a tech run through a few days before the show. And then the show is, the show goes on. And it's all live, and so you never know what's going to happen. Of course, you know that. And Tom, as the other lady said, he just brings an amazing amount of energy mm-hmm. to the stage, and just gets everybody excited.
Come on, you've seen this on your stage when you do something live, and you have this energy, as you describe. It's almost like a magic that happens. Mm-hmm. Dig into that, all of you. We'll start with Scott.
Yeah. Well, it really is. And you see it. You see it on the faces of the audience. Certainly, during the whole show, it's really fun for the producers just to kind of walk around and check people out. And certainly, folks on the way out of the show are just really excited and pumped and can't wait for the next one. And as Cindy said, all the shows have been very different. The talent is very different. We had a balloon guy the last time. This time we have a guy with a snake.
Okay, don't give everything away. Don't get everything away.
Okay, I didn't say that.
There's private.
Something for everyone.
No one heard it. So.
Right. Yeah, but there's really something for everyone, and it's definitely a family show.
Mm-hmm. And we tried to work with, we went River Stage the last time. They had a scene from Spamalot, which was really lovely. This time we're going to be showcasing something from the Micro Theater in Broadway in Milton. They're relatively new, I think. They'll be doing a scene from The Christmas Carol, a new adapted scene from The Christmas Carol. But we have some really amazing talent. We have a young man by Tanner Bingaman, who some of you may not know. He's self-taught. He writes all his own music, and he's spellbounding. He'll be in the show. But we're not going to give everything away. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, we've had three shows that we'll have our third style of dancing at this third show. So we've had some form of dancing at each show. So, there's all different types of performances, music, dancing, theater, readings, poetry.
Magic.
It's a lot. And we have also an incredible stage manager, an incredible tech director who have been with the show, all the way through and have really helped pull it together, too.
Yeah.
So
we even have a barbershop quartet. So. That's unusual.
This is you leaving things out. I don't know. I don't buy it.
No. There are things that we're not saying.
Okay.
But there are surprises.
But I'm wearing you down. I think we'll get to by the time we get to the end, we'll know. All right. So Wednesday, November 16th, 7 p.m., LewisburgPA.com, the best site to buy your tickets in advance?
No. Actually, the campustheater.org, and theater is spelled R-E, not E-R.
Also, live from Lewisburg.com.
Oh, okay. Live from Lewisburg.
Live from Lewisburg.com. Yeah. You can click a button and get tickets directly there, or right. campustheater.org.
And you can get it on any of our websites.
Right.
Right. The links everywhere.
Yep,
right.
And we will have tickets available at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hopefully we won't. So we encourage people to purchase their tickets in advance.
Well, that's just it. A sellout. I picture your theater as maybe about 1,000 seats. Am I in there?
No. We're 320.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, so I'm thinking bigger than it is. Well, and you have that great little cafe rest and conversation and coffee shop area in the back that people have made such wonderful use of
over the
years. So when I first saw it there, I thought, well, that's silly. You took out seats, but then, boy, look what you added and enhanced there. And
the theater is available for rentals as well, and so that was one of the reasons for taking the seats out and creating that mezzanine area. You know, it's a great place for corporate meetings.
Isn't there been a wedding or two there?
There have been.
Oh,
yes,
been to
this
a wedding,
past weekend there was a proposal on our stage.
Oh, no kidding! Wow.
And she said yes.
Well, thank heaven.
Thank God.
Yeah, I hope all the people that do that kind of spectacle already know she's going to say yes.
Right.
So
you would hope.
Right, but I think if you get I'll think about it. Just kind of takes the magic out of it. Okay, so we're talking about another live from Lewisburg variety show. Tom Morgan, our 94KX announcer. And Morgan in the Morning is the MC again. Second time, it's at the Campus Theater, campustheater.org, LewisburgPA.com, live from Lewisburg.com is the website to get tickets. We have just enough time for some quick closing remarks, just an additional, maybe a pitch. So we'll start with Cindy and just give us a pitch for folks to go to Lewisburg Live.
The whole idea for the variety show, basically, and we say this at the end of each show, and Tom knows he has to repeat it. It's really about community and bringing people together to have fun and learn a little bit about where they live. This variety show always has did you knows in it, and some of them are really funny. And we're rich with history here, and so we try to present that to us to everybody, and they love it. And the last time we had our show, people said, "When's the next one?"
Yeah. So. Yeah, you always have motivated people at the shows, too. Scott, an additional comment, please.
I just think that the variety show is all the things that Cindy just said, and I think it's a wonderful outlet to showcase our local talent, and not just music, but all the other performances that we've spoken about. So definitely come out and see our third installment.
Ellen?
Get your tickets, come to the show, and if, there's lots of reasons to come for the talent and the performances, but also come to see the theater. It's beautiful.
Thank you all so much for all you're doing and for coming here today and for doing the work that goes into this and for having that amount of fun. It just restores a lot of hope, I think, for folks that say, you know, it's just a workaday time we might be going through. Scotta Magnelli is the executive director of Campus Theater. Cynthia Peltier is the co-founder and director of Community Zone, and Ellen Ruby is executive director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. Live from Lewisburg, November 16th. Get your tickets at livefromlewisburg.com. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.